The man accused of stealing a police car in Vancouver last fall may soon be pleading guilty. Dustin Walter Taglio is charged with theft of a motor vehicle, dangerous driving causing bodily harm, failing to stop causing bodily harm, and flight from police. In a video shared with Glacier Media, a Vancouver Police Department, VPD, cruiser can be seen driving in circles near a busy playground around 11 a.m. on October 6, 2024. Taglio has already made multiple court appearances. During several appearances, he rejected having a lawyer and said he'd represent himself. By October 10, he was telling hearings he'd spent enough time in jail and should be released. Then, he began firing lawyers almost as soon as he'd hired them. Now, however, Taglio is represented by new counsel. Taglio appeared with that lawyer Tuesday before BC Supreme Court Justice Kathleen Kerr for a bail review. The lawyer told Kerr she and her client are trying to figure out if they want to move forward with the case or to resolve it, court code for a guilty plea. Kerr set the case over for a week for Taglio's defense to determine which route to take. What happened? Robert Farr was walking his dog around Vancouver's Templeton Park when he said he spotted a police vehicle driving at an excessive speed nearby. I saw a VPD SUV speeding through a block over, he said. It ramped over speed bumps and jumped a curb into the new running track and field by the kids' playground. SGT. Steve Addison said before the incident officers were flagged down near East Hastings and Semolina Drive for a woman in distress at 10:45 a.m. As police officers stepped out of the vehicle to assist the woman, a person got into the driver's seat. The man stole the police vehicle and drove it toward a group of families at Templeton Park. Police say the person drove up on the grass field, near where young families were gathering at a playground and where kids were playing soccer. Caregivers in the area gathered all the children quickly and were helped by staff at the nearby community center. Police officers were on scene 3 minutes after the car was stolen. A K-9 officer with the VPD could be seen driving to the park and dealing with the vehicle. The police dog and officer arrested the man while other police officers arrived. Addison said one person was injured during the incident and was nearly struck head-on by the vehicle. He suffered minor injuries and went to the hospital. The suspect was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. John Turner, a lawyer who previously attempted to help Taglio, told the judge that the man had been bitten by a dog.